Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from Japan, from the United Kingdom, from Korea, from the USA, from Canada, and many, many other places. We're going to wake you up with Mind for Monday today. You know, today is Halloween, and there are celebrations all over the world. But, you know, we must always remember to come back to the original point of departure. We must always come back to our original point of departure, to us and life itself, to live with dignity and reveal the full shining potential of our humanity. Nothing surpasses this. Only by doing so can we as human beings find the happiness, peace, and existence with the natural world. It is time we returned to the starting point of the human being. And that is by my mentor, Daisaku Tata. Look him up. He's great, great philosopher. Gives you that road map to life. Doesn't matter how you drive down the highway, as long as you seek it out, understand it, and try to listen and behave in a certain way that we can always go back to the original point of the party. It's Halloween out here. And we have Miss Tiffany with an I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I complete it. That will be coming on this evening, morning, afternoon, night, wherever you are, to share with us, you know, the meaning of Halloween. Give us some of that planetoria reports out there to let you know what you're dealing with. And I want to say it's all about being safe in everything that we do. It's been a lot of holidays. Balls going on this weekend, celebrations, you know, the traditions out there, you know, the ceremonies, spending time with friends and families, wearing a costume, honoring the dead with their portraits, having a silent meal. It's a lot of celebrations in many, many ways that go out on this day, because tomorrow, November 1st, is the beginning of winter all over, and it's new beginnings for everything that we need to do. So I just want to say welcome in. You're waking up with Linda Maxine.
tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, to know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and stars in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the darkness flies and everything
that sees. Your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
always.
You can do it.
That's right. Happy, happy, happy Halloween. You know, we're celebrating the dead, okay? We talk to our ancestors, which we should do that every day. But Halloween is the balance between life and death. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I complete it. On with us this evening. Happy Halloween, Tiffany. How are you doing?
Happy Halloween to you, too, and to the audience there. I'm so happy today, right?
Okay.
I had to talk myself into happiness today.
Okay.
No, but it's all good.
You're sounding great, and we're going to put this out here like, you know, we always do. We appreciate you. And we are so grateful that you come on and care and share with us, especially on Mindful Monday on this great celebratory day. That everybody's out there doing things, but you know, you give us that planetarium report. What's going on out here? You know, things are moving. It's just not Halloween. It's a lot of things happening. You want to give us a little breakdown on that before we get going today?
Yes, I will, and it'll be brief because I know everyone's celebrating, and celebratory moments are actually great, and Halloween is actually a very festive time, as you mentioned, you know, getting in connection with your ancestors. There's some cultures that actually pray to their ancestors on this day or the next day, depending on which day you want to pray and do your rituals. It's just, like I said, a day of celebration, but what's happening is we are experiencing so many energies. We've just come out of some retrogrades. We have planets going into motion. We have another portal and another eclipse coming up. So energies are running, not necessarily running, but they're very, very intense. And as we are in Scorpio season, it is calling us to really take a deep, deep introspective look within. And any of the patterns, any of the behaviors, anything that you have not let go of, it is going to force each of us to examine ourselves to see where we need to release and let go. And I can say that I had received a couple of calls from friends and colleagues and people that I consult to ask me, you know, I talk, of course, as a consultant, I talk about business, but we'll get into personal conversations, and they'll be feeling a certain way, and, you know, then it's like, oh, you know, we'll talk about how they're feeling. So the energy out there is really, really intense. We are forced to look at things from such a deep perspective. And so everyone, some people may have awakened melancholy today, having to deal, sometimes things rise and they could have risen today that you thought you had taken care of, but for some reason you still have to deal with the releasing and letting go of it. So I had a couple calls today. People were like, you know, I'm just feeling really less empowered, or like I have to work on my attachment to money, or I have to work on making more money, or I have to work on, and it's been, money has been actually the issue, not the issue, but the topic of discussion over the past 2 days. So, you know, you could feel real good, but then you might have experienced some emotional feeling about that today, or anything that you, again, have not dealt with. So this is a time where, and especially today, where you can place your tenth intent, your prayers, to release all that. And now you have like special spirit guide help to do that. So some who believe in your ancestors are very present. Your spirit guides, whatever you believe in, is more apparent to you, shows up, and is even stronger to help you push through this, whatever that you haven't dealt with. So I love Scorpio season. Yes, I do, because it does force you to look at yourself introspectively, but it's such a deep, deep awakening. It makes you awaken to things that, you know, as some people say, the dark side or your shadow side. And you have to deal with both sides of yourself. So it's a very, very good energy. You know, this is a celebratory moment. We're embracing everything that other people have gone through, as such as our ancestors, and thanking them and honoring them for what they did before, as we before we came in. And yeah, so if anyone out there is going through some emotional struggles, just have compassion for yourself and understand that these things have to surface in order for you to release and let go.
Whoa. So it is strong, and it's coming, as I'm looking at it, as a two-sided process with it and you, and honoring the ancestors, but also have compassion. This is very, very educational, and everyone's feelings, as you say, money has been the topic, because, you know, with all of these things happening out here and going around, and when we talk about a celebrated tradition, there are some traditions where people have a silent meal, you know, and that silent meal that they have, gathering around the table, they will always need a place for the ones that are no longer here, but they don't talk, and they have that meal, and they just do what they have to do and clear the room without saying a thing, because basically the ancestors doing all the talking. And if you think that they're going anywhere, sit real still. They'll come and talk to you, whether it's on Halloween or any other day, but you must sit, listen, because most of the time when they come, they ease in on you to point out a different situation, and you have to really, really pay attention. They take care of us when we're having a problem. They'll take care of issues for you, and you have to stand back and don't enter that energy. It's real. We're all real out here, and as Tiffany with the Nye saying, you know, Scorpio is digging into that shadow side, and we all have a light side, and we all have a dark side. And if you think that you can only go through life one-sided, it is not true. So Tiffany Wood and I are so glad that you kind of like giving us education on that. You know, the ceremonies are to help us strengthen our personal, as she stated, you know, understanding how those things are working, and to work on our patterns and our behaviors. Because it's a necessary thing. It's a two-sided process. I love to see the young darlings out there gathering their candies and in their costumes and things of that nature. But I always like to put out there, it's safety, you know, safety on everybody's part, on the drivers, because they're dotting out in the streets and they're, you know, all excited. On the parents that are actually moving with them. And then at the end, bring those candies and all those goodies back in the house and really, really investigate them, because, you know, we got some sickos out here that they're sick, and what can I say? So parents, stay on the safe side, you know. Drivers, look out for the little ghosts and goblins out there. There were many parties over the weekend, Halloween balls and things of that nature. You know, it's just a time that we like to come together with our friends and with our family and dress all up or do whatever we have to do, or honor the dead. A lot of cultures honor the dead with the portraits and the candles and things of that nature. It's been done way before 1745, way back, because it's actually a Celtic festival, okay? And that goes way back. That's where it was celebrated by the pagans and by the Christians, but it's all a celebration of joy. So happy Halloween to you out there. Tiffany with an eye, appreciate you. We were going to be short and brief this evening. We wanted them to be mindful, because this is Mindful Monday, that we have a full week ahead of us. The weather is changing. Persons are out there, you know, getting ready for their holiday shopping. Thanksgiving is coming up, which is every day, but, you know, where the families come and get together. But we just like to touch in with you in the beginning of the week and give you some things to be mindful for, and hopefully something will stick, okay? If we only save one person from jumping off the bridge by inspiring them or educating them, we have done our job. This show, Waking Up with Linda McShann, is sponsored by CUC, and that is Community Unification and Collaboration. And we do just what it says, okay? This is a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you meet your goals in education, in workshops, in training, and especially shaping the minds of our young ones out there. And before we go, I'm going to let you know we are looking for mentors from all walks of life out there. We need you because the youth needs us. There'll be more information coming out once everything is set for Los Angeles. We move across the country. We will be pushing it out. So please keep your ears open, your eyes open, because this is something that is definitely needed out here. And on that, you know, since we're short and sweet, because I might want to go put on my little witch's costume myself and dance around and candle and pull up the portraits of my ancestors and talk with them and celebrate their lives and let them know how much they appreciated and thank them for the wonderful traits that they gave me. And I suggest the listeners out there do the same thing. We have to be grateful for everything that we have and everything that we've been given. But we also have to pay it forward. So just don't hold it in your little goodie bag, okay? Gather it up, and I'm going back to those mentors, and pay it forward to our young adults so that they too can stand like redwood trees as we do. Because we redwood trees over here. Okay, we don't bend, we don't sway, and we are not blown around on a tree branch when the wind is blowing. We get definite, stay focused, set those goals, put those dreams out there, and make sure that you have enough in your little pouch to give to others. Because when you light a candle for another individual, your path becomes much brighter than in order to see where you're going on that path. You have to be able to work with yourself and get yourself balanced out and turn those headlights up, okay? You have to turn on high beam because there's a lot moving out here, on the ground, off the ground, within the universe, but we keep our ears and our eyes to the pavement so that we can bring you this education. We can bring you some inspiration. We can hope that you are listening. As a matter of fact, we know you're listening because, as I said, Timmy and Red and I, we're in Canada, we're in the United Kingdom, we're in Japan, we're all over. And there's many, many other places that are coming in. So it lets me know that we're doing our job. We're not CNN and we're not specialists over here. But we're going to care and share with you to help you in any way that we can. Because we are candle lighters over here. So I'm going to get off the pulpit and ask you, Tiffany, with the night, what do you want to leave us with until you come back and tell us what you found out on Friday? What do you want us to end this holiday with this evening?
Just take care of yourself. Just understand the importance of being compassionate with yourself, because when you're compassionate with yourself, you can be compassionate with others. And yes, just, you know that the energies are intense. Yes, you can look at it negatively, and yes, you can repeat a mindset, but release it, let go of it, and just enjoy and celebrate the moments. You know, we're coming up, and it's festive, and trust me, we have eclipses coming up. We have the 11/11 portal coming up, which I will probably talk about as we get closer to that. So we do have opportunities to set our intentions and to, you know, get our dreams fulfilled based on, you know, our prayers and intentions that we put out there. So all is not lost. We always have an opportunity to do what we want to do and manifest the things that we want to manifest. So just with that, be safe and enjoy.
Thank you, Tiffany Whittemeyer. She says, set your intentions, okay? Release the energies, understand them, and take care of yourself with compassion. Tiffany Witt and I, we love you. I see it. I'm aware of it. I change it, and I complete it. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, mindful Monday. Tiffany Witt and I.
Thank you. Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.